This is a meditation to connect all the planetary cities and ocean reserves of light in Australia and New Zealand. I'm Jane Scarrett and today is April the 19th. We commence by acknowledging the Indigenous people who are the original guardians of this wonderful land of ours. Please let us begin this exercise by all of us chanting or singing or saying three Oms. Om. 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 Connect with your thoughts and your heart. Please visualize to the best of your ability the planetary tree of life symbol. The planetary city of light, linked to each sphere, will serve as a beacon to the world to show what is to be done. This is crucial now for the planet. And each group area will serve a special function in the international network. The Tree of Life and the Planetary Cities of Light represent a new energy balance that is unique. The Arcturians have established the 12 etheric crystals as the center points of the Tree of Life. This means that these points are able to represent and download planetary harmonic light, creating a balance that did not exist before. So we ask the 12 crystals to rise in the shape of the planetary Tree of Life over Australia and New Zealand. And we ask the Ring of Ascension to join us in this meditation. The qualities of the Tree of Life are all that is required for the creation of the new earth. And Giuliano has said that Australia and New Zealand are leading the world in the shift in the consciousness for the planet. So we'll start with the north section of Australia and the planetary city of light of Brisbane North. Giuliano linked this city with the fifth dimension. So we ask the Serra de Bocaina crystal from sphere 12 in the Atlantic Brazilian rainforest to settle, to come from the Tree of Life and settle into the aura of this planetary city of light. The special feature of this crystal is its ability to communicate with the fifth dimension and regulate Earth's biosphere. We move down the coast to the Gold Coast planetary city of light. The Chief White Eagle said, "This city of light balances the whole country of Australia and sends strong light to countries outside of Australia." So we ask the Vulcan Poas crystal from Costa Rica, sphere 5, representing strength, discipline and judgment for Earth, to come down into the aura of the Gold Coast planetary city of light. And this city will send that to the planet. Chief White Eagle said the ocean reserve here is a sanctuary that transmits the joyous singing of the whales and dolphins to all ocean reserves of light. World leaders need to know what is happening in our oceans and their importance to Earth's balance. So we ask the Lake Moraine crystal from Canada, Sphere 3, that has understanding for Earth's healing as its gift. And this ocean reserve will radiate that energy through the tree of life to the planet. We have two dormant cities of light on the north coast of New South Wales at Nelson Bay and Balcolan. We ask the crystal in Mount Fuji, Japan, Sphere 1, to merge with the aura of these two cities that are next to each other. This crystal is bringing the energy there into new balance and alignment. It allows connection to the ancient grandmothers and grandfathers and unlocks the energy of ancient times. We have the Ladder of Ascension there at Tomari Head, and the city energy and the crystal link with that vortex of energy. We now move down to the Sydney Planetary City of Light. Giuliano has said that this is a galactic city, well known throughout the galaxy, and has a very special holographic blue fifth-dimensional energy. So we invite the crystal in Copper Canyon, Mexico, from Sphere 9, to come into the aura, to accelerate healing and vibration in the entire network. Giuliano has said that the Sydney Harbour Ocean Reserve of Light inspires the world and has a dramatic effect on other harbours all over the planet. We now ask the crystal from Mount Shasta in California, Sphere 4, representing loving kindness and compassion for Earth, to link with this harbour, to send empowering and cleansing energy throughout the entire Planetary City of Light and Ocean Reserve of Light network. We will move inland to the Grace Valley, to the Blue Mountains. Sphere 7 for the Grace Valley crystal is already in that area, and the entire Planetary City of Light sends fifth dimensional light all around the planet and through all the network. This is an Arcturian sacred energy area and is integral for the creation of the New Earth Society. Let us move back to the coastline and go over the Tasman now to East Auckland in New Zealand. This is a special joint Planetary City of Light and Planetary Ocean Reserve of Light. The crystal in Lake Taupo, New Zealand, Sphere 8, is already integrated into this city of light, and it anchors the empowering of all planetary city and ocean reserves of light, bringing in new ideas and new concepts for the new just society being created. We move back to the Australian coast again, to Victoria and the beautiful Mornington Peninsula Planetary City of Light. This is an ancient and primordial area and has been linked to the crystal in Istanbul, Turkey, Sphere 11, and the energy of opening up and bringing forth hidden knowledge to the world. So newer light, newer knowledge, and newer wisdom is available. Giuliano said, Port Phillip Bay emanates purity and core life force energy. We invite the crystal in Montserrat, Spain, Sphere 6, in the middle of the Tree of Life, representing beauty, balance, and harmony, to come into the aura of the Port Phillip Bay Ocean Reserve of Light. We now move over to the planetary city of light in the Dandenongs. And we have linked this city to the crystal in Lago Puelo, Argentina, Sphere 10, to sustain the work of all the other crystals in manifesting higher energy on Earth. We now ask these 11 crystals and the auras of the associated planetary cities of light and planetary ocean reserves of light to rise up over Australia and New Zealand and move back into the formation of the planetary tree of life. Please visualize this. We see all the lines, all the pathways, all the triangles and other shapes, glowing, moving, interacting with each other, sharing their qualities, their gifts, and strengthening each other. We see the 12th crystal of Bowden Zay, which represents wisdom, blending itself into all the planetary cities and ocean reserves of light's aura, bringing a new dynamic alignment to higher light. This crystal will be linked to all planetary cities of light activated in Perth, Western Australia. With you visualizing, we create the planetary tree of life now, and we see the movement along the paths. And we see the planetary tree of life symbol becoming alive with movement. We ask the ring of ascension to move into the symbol and absorb all the intention. We place one thought. Mother Earth, we love you, into the top sphere, which is Mount Fuji. And then that message will be transmitted through all spheres and sources. One last thing. We call for Omega Light to shine into the planetary tree of life symbol over Australia and New Zealand. Omega Light. Omega Light. Omega Light. we have the process, the means, and the technique of bringing this energy into the subconscious of Earth and manifesting it. So at the count of three, we will lower the symbol of the planetary tree of life back into Australia and New Zealand, and the vibration will spread throughout Australia and New Zealand. One, two, three, now. See our two beautiful countries glowing with messianic light. All linked, all sharing their gifts now. And now let's visualize the light spreading all over the planet, connecting with all planetary cities of light and ocean reserves of light on Earth and in the galaxy. All around the planet, a beautiful light. We are creating a new balance, a new energy on the Earth. And now, you as planetary healers, please see the same planetary tree of life entering your own subconscious now. The crystals, with the help of the Arcturians, will return to their positions on the planet. The auras of each city and ocean will settle back in complete alignment in their physical positions on the planet. We thank the Ring of Ascension for its support, and we know that through our working with it, the Ring of Ascension has strengthened its presence, and it will take all our thoughts and love and place them on the planet where needed. Know that these connections and these links will become stronger and more powerful. Remember that the cities of light are not only linking with each other, but you, as inhabitants of the cities of light, are linking with the other inhabitants in the other sister cities of light. You are forming a great protective light where beauty and fifth dimensional energies will be held and will permeate all activities in the cities of light. Australia and New Zealand are continents that are most connected to the extraterrestrial sources outside of this solar system. Thank you for your support in this meditation. your work has made and is making a spiritual statement that is based on planetary healing light, fifth dimensional transformation, and planetary ascension. All of this energy has been and will continue to be activated by your powerful work in this area. It is truly magical, but it is your work that makes it more powerful.